Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Ooh, that show was kind of long, wasn't it? You know, come on. Admit it. It wasn't long enough. It should have been 3 to 5 hours. Maybe six. Six? We'll do 6 hours next time. Six? Is that okay with you? What about you? You gonna make six? Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. Four. 1, 4? Yeah. Anyway, big shout out to the new listeners. I see you. You're welcome. Come on in. You can enjoy. Maybe pick up on some of the, what is that? Sayings. Pick up on some of the inside jokes for when the show comes around. You'll be like, oh yeah, I get that. Woo. Or I even point out some of the inside jokes so you can be inside. Inside. Dedans. Inside. So just notice, I'm giving you a head nod right now. Head nod right now. And I just want you to know, I know you're listening. I know. Yep. It's cool. It's okay. Sharing is caring. We are all friends here. Anyway, so I remember the first time when I was driving, kind of new to driving, and I had my first wreck. Oh, don't worry, it's been documented, and this has been well taken care of, documented, went through the insurance stuff. Everyone knows this isn't protecting the guilty. This isn't protecting the guilty. This isn't snitching. It's already out there. It's already been known. Everything's taken care of. Everything happened. I believe within the statute of limitation as well. But hey. Shh. That's on the low, low. I kid. Or do I? So it's something about learning how to drive in the elements or being new to driving and then driving within the elements. And when I say elements, I'm not talking about rain. But unfortunately, rain does affect a lot of people driving within a certain geographical era and within certain countries. When it rains, no one knows how to drive. Everyone forgets. That's a story. I may get into that. Rain check? Okay. No more rain checks. I'll try to come back around to that. But when I talk about driving within the elements, I'm talking about sleet, snow, black ice, that whole shebang, shabab. And so this was right almost at the beginning of snow coming down, and it was just enough to come down and not necessarily stick a lot, but make the roads extremely slippery. And I can imagine it would just enough so it can melt, but cold enough where it can just refreeze. So we got this maybe black ice, little ice mixture with the snow. And I'm out driving, of course, because I'm out driving. I'm out and about. Who wouldn't be in this inclement weather? Who wouldn't be? I mean, there's so much stuff to be doing. In fact, if you aren't out around that time, or you aren't out when it's coming down like that, the snow coming down, it's melting, and then it's refreezing just enough to make ice. If you aren't out, just add this to the list of you aren't living life. You know that list I told you to make. Make this, write this on a list, and write this as number 5. Definitely not number 1, definitely not number 2, but in the top 5. In the top 5. So I'm out and about. I think I was coming from a friend's house. And I was just driving normal, wasn't speeding or anything like that, because it's snowing. Who speeds in the snow? Don't answer that. And it's the main road, I want to say. Not necessarily a highway, but a main street, main road within the city. And remember what I told you about the city? Yay. City. And the thing about the city is you have all different kinds of drivers. And we've went over this before, but I have no problem with reiterating this. Aggressive drivers, passive drivers, paranoid drivers, you know all of that deal. Told you how now more or less almost a paranoid driver, but I told that story already. Yep, sure did. And so then, as I was saying, I was pretty much an aggressive driver. Aggressive. Hey, make sure, check the documents and make sure it's okay to continue with this story. I know everything's been check. All right. We good? Good? Okay. Good. This was the point. Just going along on a major street, minding my own business. So with other cars, and you have your different kinds of drivers. Passive aggressive, nervous, frantic. And you can just keep going on and on and on and on. But I'm pretty sure there's probably 3 main groups, and the rest are just adjectives to fit in one of the 3 main group boxes. So not here to judge, not here to degrade either. Just here to say, going down a main street, snow's starting to come down, or snow's coming down, and it's not cold enough where it can just continue to accumulate on the roads. Because that'd be better. Sure, but there's snow on the road. Yeah, and it's easier for the snow plows and everybody else to just create a traction lane and just go. But when the opposite happens, not necessarily opposite, when an alternative happens, coming down, melting, refreezing as ice, that's no good for no one. That is no good for no one, and that was no good for me that night. Nah, that's definitely something I can say for 100%. Usually there's something that's 99.9%. That is 100%. Wasn't good. Not for me. Not that night. So I'm going speed limit, of course. I think it was something low. It wasn't anything major. And the light was green, cars going and stuff. And the car in front of me, as soon as the light turned yellow, they were going speed limit, but I was a great distance, not necessarily a great, I was a good distance from them. I want to say maybe 2.5 car lengths from them, 2 cars. But when I say car lengths, there really aren't any cars in between us. It's just that a regular length of a car. It'd be two, just imagine a length of a car and imagine 2 cars back to back. And then the next car being my car, but with no cars in between. No cars in between us. So it was just that distance. Had that going on and the light turned yellow. And that car was slowed down and made a stop. Me being my 2 and almost 2.5 car lengths back, I anticipated wrong, or I, and see, this is what, I'm not going to say this is what irks me. This is why I guess I can look back and say I've come a long way to being able to mind read. I've come a long way to being able to just knowing what other drivers are doing. Side note, people that text while driving or do social media while driving, you scare me. And I think you should be punished to the full extent. You scare me. I am afraid. And I'm a grown person. Grown man. Person. Man. I want to keep it, what is it? PC? PG? PG-13? PC? Something like that. Anyway, I'm a grown man. And what grown man comes on and say what scares him? Not many. Probably none. I'm doing something unique here. I'm doing something that no one has done before ever. I'm admitting to you what I'm afraid of. People that text while driving or do social media while driving, because you are driving, that vehicle now is a weapon. You can't, not only you can hurt me, hurt yourself, you can hurt everybody in a large number. It's pretty much a weapon of mass destruction. In that sense. So you scare me under those circumstances. So as I was saying, yeah, this distance and me being able to mind read at that time, my anticipation game and my mind reading game wasn't strong. I was just learning the ins and out of driving. So obviously my game wasn't that strong, and I'm admitting it. I can admit that now. I've been through all of the classes. I've taken care of all of the business I had to take care of, as far as with meeting individuals, talking with those individuals, and agreeing to never do that again, ever, along with some other stuff too, some paperwork thrown in there, some signatures required, and some classes going to, and all that other jazz. But hey, you know, that's not why you're here. That's not important. Just, yeah, we'll just put that in a little box. Put it in a little box. Close that box up. Take it, and we're not throwing this in the ocean, because we're going to need to retrieve it. So what we're going to do is, we got it in a little box. Put it in your hands now. Now ball it up. Crush it. You're balling it up and you're crushing it with your hands. Okay, good, good, good. Now throw it on the other side of the room. Do that. Because we'll be able to go pick it up later. But right now we just want to toss it far, 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 far away. Far, far away. We don't want it near us right now. Not near us right now. So my mind reading game wasn't strong, because I'm just learning the game. I'm just learning the ins and out of the games. I'm learning how to do what it do. I'm learning how to mind read. And so I'm anticipating, I'm expecting this car to go, to continue going. Because, you know, the roads aren't, street isn't that good. Got this whole mixture, slush, not even slush, ice kind of stuff going on. I'm expecting the car to just go, because the light just went from green to yellow. My thought process, my anticipation, this car is going to keep going. Therefore, I'm going to be able to keep going. No, 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 no. It did not work that way. It did not play out that way. That is not what happened. Under no circumstances, under no terms did it go down that way. You know how it went down? You want to know how it went down? It went down like this. Light went from green to yellow. That car stopped on a yellow light. Me willing that car to go didn't work. I attempt to stop abruptly. But hey, you know, if it wasn't snowing, or if it wasn't any ice on the ground, you know what would have happened? Absolutely nothing, because my car would have stopped. I didn't anticipate this part of the deal. I didn't anticipate that, hey, you know, if that car stops, what's going to happen to me at this rate? What's going to happen to me at this point? And what if that car stops? What am I going to do to counteract that? If the car doesn't go like I'm expecting it to go, ooh, go car, go. Go speed racer, go. But what if you don't go? What am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to wing it. Winging it was the bad idea. Winging it was the wrong thing to do. You know what winging it got me? Winging it got me stopping a little too late. And what I mean by stopping a little too late, it wasn't like it was a extreme impact on car. This is what happened. My car wheels stop. Well, I'm not going to get into that. I put my foot on the brake to slow down. And being that the distance wasn't that, I wasn't that far away from the car. So me slowing down, that should have took place. That should have happened a lot sooner than what it did. And all my mathematician friends can actually get out the, figure out the distance, the meters of what should have took place. Or when I should have actually used the brake. I could do it too, but I'm doing this, so do it for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So basically, I slowed down and I didn't come to a stop. I slowed down and the car slid, and car just sliding. I'm sitting there saying to myself, okay, you might want to start stopping now, but see, learning how, or still new to the game, not knowing the other things that deal with driving, because, yeah, this weather's like that. The weather's like this. You know what I'm supposed to be doing? I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be doing something else with my brake. And I'm pretty sure that, like I said earlier, I should have stopped a lot earlier, or I should have had a backup plan to the backup plan, which no backup plan to the backup plan. It was all no good. It was all no good, and it was all not right. So my car just slid into, bam, the back. And it was a light tap. Yeah, there was no damage done. It was just a little tap. Imagine this. You're in the city, or you're somewhere, and you're doing parallel parking, right? And you know how sometime that you do the bumper check when you're parallel parking, or you're trying to get out, and you just go just enough forward to just tap, or you go just enough back to just tap, and that lets you know, wait a minute, I'm okay. I'm not going to get okay with this. I can continue. Good, right? No? Yes? Oh, okay. May have stepped in it. But at this point, hey, continue. Some people, when driving, they tap the front of the car, or they tap the back of the car to let them know how close they are, and then they can turn the wheel, or they're turning the wheel to get in or out. That is called a bumper check. Wink, wink. So basically, that's what happened with the wreck. I kind of just tapped the bumper. It was a bumper check. Thank goodness no one was severely hurt. No one was hurt. I wasn't hurt. My pride, my ego wasn't hurt either. I was just frightened. I was scared. Yeah, scared, frightened, terrified. I didn't. So nobody was hurt. We called the authorities, I guess the cops, the police. They came and made sure everyone was okay, made sure there was no drinking and driving going on, make sure, you know, everybody wasn't, you know, everything was going good up until the point I ran to the back now. Just, you know, make exchange, insurance, all that stuff, making sure that everything was okay. And these were the nicest people that I rear-ended. Like I said, it didn't damage my ego. It didn't hurt. It did not damage my ego. It didn't make me feel less of a person. It just was, wow, that, it definitely made me rethink my thinking process as far as with having a backup plan to the backup plan to the backup plan, and actually made me start doubting my anticipation skills, which at that time, as I was saying, I had none. So I was set out to get some anticipation skills, set out to being able to mind read and figure out what other drivers are doing or what other drivers want to do before they do it. This was my job moving forward. That at that moment in time, that's when everything became clear. Everything. There was a moment of clarity. There was, ooh, I mean, it was a nighttime. The sky just kind of got bright. Music playing because I had the radio on. It was one of my favorite songs on because I turned the radio station to that. I mean, it was so many indicators that was going on that was saying, you got to up your anticipation game. And so I said to myself, you know what? You right. And then I realized I had to go home. I realized I had to go home. Terrified, frightened, scared. Whew, that's no good. Anyway, the show is, it's going good. I know I keep mentioning voting, and to all the new listeners and to all the new people that's in, they don't know what I mean by the voting. Well, what the voting is, I don't have a football team. I don't have a rooting interest. And when I say football, I'm referring to what some would call soccer. And so in that nation, on that notion, I don't have a football team, don't have a soccer team. And I was asking you to vote a team. Basically, you vote by submitting your team on Twitter at VDG Sports, or tweeting me at Vince D. Gregory, or emailing the show. You can go contact at VDGSports.com, or you can go to the Facebook page and in the comments or what have you, and leave a name of the team you think I should root for, the team you want me to root for. And at some point, by the time the next football season starts, so you have a few months here, that's when all the votes will be tallied up, all the votes will be counted, and the team with the most votes is the team that I'm going to root for. That's going to be my team. But the catch is, if there's a tie, I don't have a team. There's no team I'm rooting for. The whole deal is null and pretty much void. That's the catch. And it started off with a lot of people picking odd teams, because that's the other thing. It can be any professional team, any league. It doesn't even have to be one of the top five or the major leagues. It can be subsets of leagues. It could be anything, anywhere. And so a lot of people had a little joke, some jokey jokes, and they were picking teams with, never heard of or don't know where the stadiums are or location. But now some of the creams of the crop are starting to rise. Some known teams are starting to come up. And that's what I mean by vote, new listeners. So you can definitely vote. Got that going on. Extra, extra. Thank you for listening to this show. We out.